Hey everyone, it's Ryan Price. You're listening to the CFAX Afternoon Show. Bits of the fairly new artificial turf field at Oak Bay High School have been washing into Bowker Creek, which flows nearby. The school has covered the field. They've closed it for now while they figure out next steps. In the meantime, though, folks at the Friends of Bowker Creek Society are taking action to try to clean up the mess. And I want to reach out now to Soren Henrich. He's chairman of that group. Hey, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Ryan.
So first off, tell me what exactly is it that's getting into Bowker Creek and how?
So what we have is an AstroTurf field that's breaking down at Oak Bay High School. And what we can see right now is what looks like grass, but it's actually plastic. So I was just there this morning, and with my neighbor Angus Matthews, we just raked our hands through the grass, and you could pull up whole clumps of this plastic. And he's been there with his neighbors, vacuuming and cleaning up what they can reach, but it's also drifting down into the creek as well. So it's definitely something that that we need to address immediately.
So it's those fake blades of grass that are going into the creek.
Yes.
And is that just, you mentioned it's degrading, so is that supposed to happen? Are these artificial turf fields supposed to degrade in this way and come loose like that?
Well, I think this is perhaps the quality of this product made by AstroTurf is looks like it's failing. that's the basic issue. But there's no sort of provisions for screening or collecting that material as it breaks down. So the field also is composed of these little tiny pellets that are embedded in the AstroTurf, and they're meant to keep the blades of grass straight up and down. But those pellets have also drifted and are also getting into the creek.
So all of this stuff is getting into the creek. And can you explain how that's happening? Is it wind and rain washes it off the field and down into the creek, or how does it actually go?
It looks like that because there's only a short little lip at the edge of the field, but the school district has put up a fabric fence to try to contain some of that. But it looks like wind wind is causing these pieces to fly all over the place. So it's all around the field. It's in the low spots. It's getting into the storm drains. So it's definitely something that needs to be addressed.
And how big of a deal is it? How harmful are these materials to the creek?
Well, fortunately, these plastic strands float, so they can be scraped and raked up. But as they drift down to the creek, they're going to enter into the foreshore at Oak Bay and out into the ocean. And in this day and age, you know, we're all concerned about plastic pollution in the ocean, and this is definitely something we don't want. We don't want it getting into the soil, entering the soil and breaking down and entering the food chain. So it's a pretty big deal.
As of now, I understand they are covering this artificial turf field at the Oak Bay High School to try to prevent any more of the artificial grass strands and the other stuff from washing into the creek as they figure it out. How do you feel about the way this is being handled?
Well, it's kind of ironic that they're using plastic to contain plastic, but I guess it's a temporary stopgap to stop the erosion of this field and continuing. But it's definitely something that needs to be dealt with immediately. It's the planned school district has finally agreed to see that the field is replaced in the spring. In the meantime, the Bays United soccer teams can't use the field, and it's a very important one because it's a year-round field. It's lit at night, so it gets extensive use. So it's something that needs to be addressed for those reasons as well.
What do you want to see happen here? Do you want it replaced with just a better artificial turf field? Do you think there's some other option you'd rather see? And obviously, we're speaking to you from the perspective of the creek. I mean, that's your interest here, is making sure that the environment beside it is protected. But what would you like to see happen?
Well, from what the research that we've done so far into the products, it is possible to have a turf field that is better quality and better managed as well. So I think if the field is going to be replaced, there needs to be some provisions put into place for collecting the material as it breaks down and making sure it doesn't go into the creek. So some kind of screening around the field to keep the material out of the creek and out of the grass areas outside the fields. It is possible to to manage it, and so you still get that year-round function for the soccer pitch.
I'm talking to Soren Heinrich. He's chairman of Friends of Bowker Creek, and we're talking about these little bits of artificial turf field that are washing into the creek right now from the Oak Bay High School field. They've covered the field for now, and they'll figure out what to do from there. While I've got you, do you mind just talking a bit about Bowker Creek itself? Because we've talked a lot about the field, but this is such an interesting waterway. Tell me a bit more about the creek.
Well, a lot of people know the creek at Oak Bay because that's the part that's been landscaped and it's accessible. You can see it. There's beautiful pathways along the creek. But 60% of the creek is in culverts underground, so we don't see it in many of the other parts where it flows in the city. It's also in an enormous watershed that's affected by all the building and businesses that are in the watershed. So any rainwater that goes off of hard surfaces, off of roads and roofs, that ends up into pipes, which goes into the creek.
And where does it start? Where's the actual beginning of the creek?
Well, there's actually two headwaters. There's one near the faculty club at UVic and another one in Cedar Hill Golf Course. So those two meet up around Doncaster, where they enter a big 6-foot box culvert underground.
It goes under the Hillside Mall area, right?
Yeah, right through Hillside Mall. It's quite interesting, and then it comes above ground again in Saanich at Pearl Street, and there's parts of it that flow open near the hydro fields that were purchased by Saanich, and there's open sections in Oak Bay, of course.
Soren Heinrich, chairman of Friends of Bowker Creek, I really appreciate you talking to us today, and I guess you're probably going to be getting back out there to clean this up, eh?
Oh, yeah, certainly. Yeah, it's great to see that local neighbors are already taking some initiative to get out there and do some cleanup. And there's lots of groups all throughout the watershed that have concern and care for Bowker Creek.
Hey, thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Ryan.
And thanks for listening to the show today.